Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the sermon of the week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
In the Word of God, I want to share with you, we've talked at length about the day of Pentecost, about the various things dealing with the mission of the Holy Spirit, the message of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the method of the Holy Spirit, and then we talked about the meaning of Pentecost. And now I want to start to close this. It won't happen today with the time the way that it is, but the miracles of Pentecost. Amen. There are some powerful things that took place at Pentecost, and it was, in fact, miracles. It was miraculous. There were three things that took place as you read this text. And I'm going to essentially at one point, I will close dealing with verse number one. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. But verse two, it says, which deals with the miracles. Look at what it says. It says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them." And verse 4 says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Verse 2 says that there came a sound. The first miracle is the miracle of sound. Verse 3 says, "And there appeared." The second miracle is sight. There was sound in verse 2, there was sight in verse 3, and then verse 4 said, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak." So there was speech in verse number 4. So there was sound, there was sight, and then there was speech. Tell your neighbor, there were miracles at Pentecost. And then to know that when the Lord revealed to us, when he gives us the demonstration of the miracles, then what the Lord says is there are reasons for the things that he does. Amen. Sound, it says, a rushing mighty wind, like a tornado or a hurricane that blew through the place. And you know the sound of that kind of ferocious wind. It is an eerie, very powerful and ominous sound. Sight deals with the fact that there were cloven tongues of fire, and each of the 120 had what seemed to be, appeared to be, a flickering flame that sat upon the tops of their heads, or that sat upon them like human candles. And then there were tongues, there were individuals. Every person there spoke with another tongue. Every person heard the people speaking in their own language. They heard clearly, whatever nationality, whatever origin they were from, they heard the speech in their own language. They heard it being spoken. Amen. And regarding the wind is powerful. And the thing that we say to you about the wind that is essential, we need the wind of the Spirit of God. We need the presence of God in our lives. The Lord said, if I don't go away, then the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, he says, will not come. Amen. The Bible declares when it deals with the wind, we must conclude that it is essential for our ability to live right here on earth. I often tell people, if you're going to go on to heaven, then you don't need the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. But if you're going to live here for any period of time, your success hinges directly upon whether the Holy Ghost exists in your life. First, the wind is something very powerful. It is invisible. Secondly, the wind is irresistible. And thirdly, the wind is also indispensable. So it is invisible, number one. It is irresistible, number two. Number three, the wind is indispensable. Let me just speak to you regarding that before we close for the day. Listen, somebody say invisible. That means that the Holy Ghost is, listen, if you look back at Acts chapter 1 real quick, look at verse 8. I want to show you this real quick. One, it says in verse 8, but you shall receive power when? After the Holy Ghost is come. Amen. That says that the power doesn't come until after he has come. That means, listen, we understand that the Holy Ghost is not just power, but the Holy Ghost is a person, the third person in the Godhead that brings the power of God along with him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The power doesn't come until after he comes. Tell your neighbor, he is a person. Amen. And so the Bible clearly gives him, listen, human qualities, because it says, listen, don't grieve the Holy Ghost. Huh? You cannot grieve an it. You cannot grieve an inanimate object, but you can grieve a person. And then it talks about the fact that the Holy Ghost has intelligence. Amen. It says that he searches, listen, the deep things of God. And then it says the Spirit knows, listen, that he knows the mind of the Lord. He knows what is in the mind of God. So he has intelligence and he has emotions. Tell your neighbor, he is a person. Now look back at him and tell him, and you need him. Amen. But it says the wind, it blows wherever he wants to blow. Amen. Which means he goes wherever he wills. And this is what the word declares. You can't see him. But the first principle I want to share with you is this, that while you can't see the wind, I declare you can see the effects of the wind. If you have the Holy Ghost, people can't see the Holy Ghost on you or in you. But I declare they ought to see, listen, the effects of his presence in your life. Amen. Tell your neighbor, if you have him, I should know him. Amen. You can't see where he moves, or listen, you can't see him in your life, but you ought to see the effects of his presence in your life. That meant if you used to cuss like a sailor, folk ought to notice that there's a difference now that you have the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor there is a difference. Amen. If you cuss then and you cuss now, perhaps you don't have the Holy Ghost in your life. Tell your neighbor, I ought to see something. I ought to see something. There ought to be a difference in your life. This is the effect of the wind. John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whether and whither it goeth. So it is, listen, everyone that is born of the Spirit, it says if you're born of the Spirit, it declares that, listen, you can't tell how, listen, and when the wind blows, but there ought to be an impact. It just simply means you don't literally have control over the wind. But listen, the wind will influence your life in such an unquestionable and such an, listen, an irrefutable way. I talked in the last service about there were interviews that were conducted with sailors, and they were ascribing to them the mastery of the wind. And the sailors, in their wisdom, declared, if you've ever been out on the sea, listen, you never leave that with unmistakable idea that I control the wind. Tell your neighbor, you don't control God. You don't control God. Listen. And the sailor said, no, I'm not a master of the wind. I'm a master of the sail. Huh? It just said that I just know with which direction. Listen, when the wind blows, I can set the sail, but I can't control the wind. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got to know that, listen, it says that the Holy Ghost has an intelligence that's beyond your ability. But we need him, man. We can't make it in the earth without him. The Bible said he blows wherever he listeth, and we don't control what God does. God is in control, is what the song said. Aren't you glad that God is in control of your life? Listen. The word, that means you are not the one to decide who receives the Holy Ghost and who doesn't. Tell your neighbor, that's a job for God right there. That's his job. Listen, aren't you glad that you don't, listen, aren't you glad that your neighbor is not in charge of heaven, huh? You know you got access no matter how much. Listen, it don't matter how bad you park your car when you go home, you still have access. Do you hear what I'm saying? You put us in charge of heaven. Listen, half the folk you don't like, they'll never get saved. You know you'll consign them to hell. Tell your neighbor, God knows what he's doing. It blows where it, listen, it said the wind is invisible. That means you can't see it. You can't see it, but you ought to see its effect. You ever saw the footage on television? Listen, when you looked at what they call a tornado valley, when the tornadoes have blown through, you turn the TV on, you see the effects of the wind, huh? You see that the wind has been there. And I know that a lot of us declare that when we see things flying through the air, we see the wind. No, you just see the house flying. You don't see the wind. You just see the effect of the wind. Why? Because the Bible says you can't tell what direction the wind blows. You should see the effect. Aren't you glad that, listen, when the Lord's presence is in your life, that other folk can see the presence? Guess what? You can see the difference as well. You know you don't roll like you used to roll, huh? If you've been saved and you have the Holy Ghost, you know you don't approach life the way you used to. Amen. Listen, here's the difference, huh? You know you used to. You, some of y'all used to have a knife in your purse. What? Wait, looking for some? Are they holding y'all? But you don't respond. You don't respond the way that you used to. You're not looking for trouble. Tell your neighbor, don't start, and then there won't be no. That's the way. That's the way we used to do it. But now, aren't you glad you saved now? Huh? Listen, have you ever been in a transaction where, listen, you surprised yourself? Yes. You look back at that transaction, you say, man, look that, I know I'm saved now. Terry Neighbor, you can't make me doubt it. I know too much about him. You remember if that had happened 6 months ago, 6 years ago, it would have shown up been different. Terry Neighbor, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know that was the Lord's doing, huh? Come on, somebody say it's invisible. Invisible. Listen, not only is it invisible, watch this. This is what the word says. And we're just talking about the fact that, listen, that there ought to be a difference. Some of us, if you're the same as you've always been since you've encountered the Lord, you need to come on back to the altar and get another touch. Huh? You need to get another feeling. Oh, praise God. It's all right to get another feeling. Listen, the psalmist said, every day, every hour, let me feel your cleansing power. Huh? It's all right to come back and get another feeling. That's why the Lord, remember he prayed for the man that was blind. And listen, the man, he said, how you doing? The man said, I still see men as trees. And what the Lord do? He laid hands on the brother again. Come on, touch your neighbor and tell him, I need another touch. I need another touch. And listen, and the Lord's touches don't just touch the surface, but it moves beneath the surface and transforms your life. The Lord will bring a transformation in your life. When others look at you, declare, that's not the same Susie I knew some years ago. That's not the same Sam I knew some years ago. Because, listen, they rolled a whole lot differently than what I see this individual doing now. And I declare to you the greatest miracle that ever takes place in the body of Christ is a transformed life. Touch your neighbor and tell them, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Listen. This is what the word said. You need to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But it said, be not deceived, neither fornicators. Huh? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, fornicators not going there. Y'all mind is sheepish in this place where you just open your mouth and tell your neighbor, fornicators ain't going, huh? This is what the word said. We just reading the scripture. That's all we're doing. It's not the preacher making up anything. It's just reading what the word says. Amen. This might help somebody that says everybody going to heaven. It don't matter what you do. There are churches. There are churches that teach what we call unconditional it's called eternal security is what it's called. Eternal security, the doctrine of eternal security, the doctrine of grace, which means it don't matter what you do. As long as you got saved 15 years ago, ain't nothing you can do to change that. Huh? But this is what the word says. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting a new understanding. I'm getting a new understanding. Listen, it said fornicators not going there. Huh? It said idolaters are not going. Y'all see that? Adulterers are not going. Effeminate, not going. Abuse of themselves, not going. Huh? Thieves, come on, somebody say not going. Covetous, not going. Drunkards, not going. Revilers, not going. Extortioners, not going. That's what the word says. Huh? I said, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. But listen, verse 11 says, and such were some of you. But you were washed. Huh? Tell your neighbor, that was then. But after the wind, this is now. I'm talking about, listen, when the Lord saved you, you're washed. And when he empowered you with the Holy Ghost keep you from all that stuff we just talked about. Listen, you can't stay out of that mess without the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you can get saved today and you go sniffing back after it tomorrow. Tell your neighbor, I need the Holy Ghost. Listen, this is a holiness church. My God. Listen, but look at what the word said. He didn't stop. They said, and such were some of you, but you were washed. The Bible said, listen, the word of God, it talks about in Ephesians 5, it says, it talked about the husband speaking words over his wife, huh? It says he sanctifies or he cleanses her by the washing of the water with the word of God, huh? It's the word. Listen, we know it's the blood that washes and makes us whole, doesn't it? Huh? Anybody here glad for the blood of Jesus Christ? I've got to hurry up. Listen, but it says, but you were sanctified. That means that you were just simply set aside for the use of God. Yes. Sanctified. I know we get scared of that word in the church because it means I've been set aside not to do those things in verse 8, 9, and 10. I've been set aside to, listen, to bring glory and honor to God. Huh? Listen, and let me tell you this. If we got to this point today, we're talking about, listen, what the Lord's desire is. The Lord's first priority for us is not that you would be happy. If I asked, if I took a survey, many of us would say, the Lord just wants me to be happy. The devil is a lie. There's something. Tell him he wants more for you than that. This is not just being happy for today. And I don't know, aren't you glad that the Lord don't take vacation like we take vacation? He's still God. He's God. Listen. Put that verse back on the screen. It says, but you've been sanctified, which means set apart for his use. That meant that his agenda is your agenda. Amen. You can put Psalm number 34, verse 37, verse 4. They don't put it up there. You can read it. All right. 37, verse 4, it says, listen, you delight yourself also in the Lord. He will give you. That means, listen, that means when you are in God, when you're in Christ, that means that, listen, that you will be so content with serving God. That the very things you desire will be imparted to you by this and by God. It said he will give you the desires. It doesn't mean, well, when we read that verse, we interpret it to mean God's going to give you every desire you have. Huh? If that was the case, why when you were riding down the road and you wanted some chocolate cake, it ain't showed up yet? You wanted your bed made up and it didn't happen until you did it. Huh? He's going to give you the desires. It doesn't mean that he's going to give you every whim in your heart. It means every whim in your heart is going to be, listen, consistent with God's desire for your life. It means God will impart the desires. It means that your desires and God's desires will be married together. Does that make sense? Amen? But this is what it said. It said you've been sanctified. I mean, I've been set apart. That means God didn't set you here for the purpose of running after every woman that you see. Or ladies, every man that you see. Or ladies and men, every man and woman that you see. And now they don't care what it is. As long as it's got some breath in it, I'm out. Listen, it said, but you were justified in the name. Justified means you were just as if you never sinned. That's what it said. That's what the blood does. That meant, listen, if you are saved right now, that means it's as if every sin in your past that you repented of, God doesn't even know about. Just as if I had never sinned. That's what justification means. And the blood does that for every person in this room. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't mean to see you thinking about what you did. Huh? But you, hold up, preacher. You mean, uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, oh, yeah, that too. Listen, And whatever, listen, and whatever that is, God doesn't even know about it. And see, that'll mess you up, because in a few minutes we're talking about he's omniscient, which means he knows everything. See, you, Lord, praise God. Listen, it just means you can't figure God out. He can, listen, it's this simple, though. It's this simple. He can forget what he wants to. Because tell your neighbor, he just got it like that. And you're saying, listen, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't forgive. I can't forget. And you're going to be in trouble, because I ain't ever going to forget what you did. But the Holy Ghost will cause you, listen, to remember it without emotion attached to it. Or remember it without pain attached to it. Amen. You remember they ran over you in the parking lot? Because you, listen, because you still walk like this. But every time you see him, and every time you see him, listen, you're not mad at him. Why? Because the Lord has caused you. The Lord has caused you to forgive. Nobody can do us like God. Listen, you still see the scar, but you don't feel the pain. Tell your neighbor, that takes God in my life. Amen. That's what the Lord does. Nobody can do us like the Lord can. Amen. Listen, but he's invisible. You can't see him. Listen, but you see the effects. And then the word is clear when it says, talking about the qualities of the Holy Ghost, that listen, he is also irresistible. Listen, when the wind blows, then there's nothing to stop. When we have met what God requires of us to believe and ready our hearts to receive, no matter what the devil does, he can't stop you. Glory to God. You ready to receive and prepare to receive? Listen, the Holy Ghost, he is irresistible when the wind blows. Listen, nothing the devil does can stop you from yielding your heart to God and letting the Holy Ghost come in and save and deliver you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not just say, listen, but give you the power to stand against the sins of this earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor, there's no one like the Holy Ghost. Listen, the Bible declares, not only that, but it says, listen, he's invisible, and then it declares that he is irresistible. That means that the devil can't stand against him. You can't stop the wind. You can't control the wind. No matter how scientific your approach may be, listen, the power of God, the move of God is unstoppable. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That's why, listen, when you let the power, the measure that God gives us, stand up in us, it doesn't matter what comes against us. That's why when you are sitting in front of that person, they're telling you in the office, your job has just ended. And they're wondering why you're not mad, why you're not falling apart, why you're not, listen, complaining and crying and whining. And listen, and you're just smiling and just believing in your heart. Listen, because the comforter has come. The wind of God's anointing is blowing in your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Huh? You're not fretting. You're not nervous. You're not beside yourself because of what's going on. That means that no matter what the enemy does, the power of the Holy Ghost is irresistible to the move of the devil in your life. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is with me. Listen, the Holy Ghost doesn't just come now and set upon us. He comes and endows us. He lives in us. Somebody said, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. Tell your neighbor, nobody walks with me like the Holy Ghost does. And then he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, you're in communion with the Holy Ghost, and he's in communion with you. He lives in you. That's what the word says. That's why no matter how bad things are, when the Holy Ghost is there, listen, Missionary Wilson declared, she said, while the boss was giving me all kind of hassle, she said, I was unnerved. I remember talking with her on the phone one time about what was going on in that situation. She said to me, I was trying to be nervous, but I couldn't. Huh? She said, I tried to worry, and I just can't worry about what's going on. Tell your neighbor, that's the wind of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I can't resist what God does. You at peace, and listen, the world don't understand it. Has not God ever given you a consolation and a peace that's beyond your understanding? The Bible said he'll give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Tell your neighbor, I don't understand it, but I ain't worried about nothing. Tell them, listen, that I was such a warrior in time past, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That's what he will do. Listen, he will cause you, as Sister Tamara said, to be solidified in God. It don't matter how, listen, chaos reigns and rolls in our life, we stand because the Lord is with us. Tell them, and if God be for you, he's more than all the world against you. Tell your neighbor, thank God for the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but I'm just glad I got him. I'm glad I have the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I have the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I have the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad about him. Listen. He's invisible and he's irresistible. But another thing about him, my God, he's indispensable. That means I can't do without him. Oh, glory to God. David said, whatever you do, don't take your spirit away from me. David was rich. David was handsome. David was powerful. Had more women that he knew what to do with. But David said, I ain't caring about none of that stuff. I just want your spirit. Tell your neighbor, he's indispensable. Talk to somebody and tell him, I need him. And I can't do without it. Give God some glory in this place. Listen, we're standing, y'all. My time is completely out. We've got to run. But listen, the Lord declared, when he talked about the indispensability of the Holy Ghost, it took us over to Ezekiel 37. It showed us when Ezekiel was in the valley of dry bones. Tell your neighbor, he was in the valley. And the bones were there. And tell them they were scattered. How many of y'all remember when your life was like that? You were in a valley. And listen, your mind and your life was scattered. Tell your neighbor, I remember those times. I remember those times. Listen, tell your neighbor, thank God for the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I feel like screaming in here now. I feel like throwing my...
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for three dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the Word of God declares, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all in your getting, get understanding.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.